on Jazz FM. This is the Business Breakfast.
Coming up to 17 minutes past six, negotiations with the EU are approaching crunch time, but it sometimes seems like it's even less clear what's going on. Gone are the days when saying Brexit means Brexit would do, and despite a third of us saying we have no idea what's happening with negotiations, that doesn't, of course, stop us talking about it. Well, fortunately, a new book, The Bluffer's Guide to Brexit, is being published to help us do just that. Nick Howard asked the author, Boris Starling, if this is a topic which really needs more bluffers.
Yes and no. There are plenty of bluffers around Brexit, most of them in the cabinet. But I think there's a lot of misinformation about Brexit. There's a lot of willful misinformation on both sides, and that people have tended to divide themselves into camps. And The Bluffer's Guide to Brexit aims to give an easily digestible look at the main issues and dispel some of the myths around Brexit and give you the knowledge to know what you're talking about, or to pretend you know what you're talking about, in conversation, because it does come up in conversation pretty much every day in all parts of the country.
And that is the crucial thing, isn't it? Pretending you think you know what you're talking about, or at least making sure that other people think that you do.
Exactly, and as the word bluff suggests, the book gives, you know, certain bits of information and so on that you can drop into conversation. The aim is to make the other person you're talking to think that these bits of knowledge, these fact bombs, are merely the tip of your own knowledge iceberg. They don't know that that is, in fact, your iceberg entirety. There is nothing below the surface, which I guess is actually probably not how an iceberg couldn't exist like that, but anyway, leaving the physical impossibility aside. And there is, of course, a possibility that they too are bluffing to you, and it's a very British thing to have an in-depth, detailed conversation, debate, argument, punch-up fight on a complex issue without anyone having a clue what they're talking about.
This sounds horrifying to me. What you're describing is a political system where no one really knows what they're talking about. They just shout the loudest.
Well, that's what Brexit has been, I think. And
but you're adding to that.
Well, actually, when researching it, that I found that quite a lot of it was a lot more nuanced than I thought. And the one thing it's not a polemic. It's not saying it was right to go, it was wrong to go, there should be no partiality in the book. But it was the wisest thing I think I found in my research was a line by Max Hastings about a month before the referendum, saying this is not a battle between good and evil. This is a complex decision on marginal issue, you know, on marginal issues, as in they could go one way or the other. They're not important. The kind of thing you're forced to make every day, one way or another, in a grown-up life. And we wanted to sort of, you know, almost take the heat out of it slightly and say, listen, here's what it's all about, and do with it what you will, but to give you some knowledge.
I have to say, it sounds like the book is about 2 years late, but also potentially immediately out of date.
Well, weirdly, I thought that when I was researching it, but actually, with the exception of the way in which negotiations are progressing, a lot of it will still stand true, you know, has been true for the last 2 years and will be true for the next 2 years. There's a bit about the history of British relations with Europe. There's a bit about the way in which it's divided the country into tribalism. There's a look at some of the issues involved, you know, in the negotiations, be it trade, be it security, be it immigration, be it Northern Ireland, be it Scotland, and so on. And yes, these are in some ways fast-moving and fluid situations, but the underlying issues remain the same, and that's what I've talked about.
Boris, looking at this book, I was having a read, and will you be sending a copy to anyone in government? Perhaps, in fact, your namesake in the Foreign Office.
I would hope that we'll be sending a copy to everyone in government, and they can use it and give it to Mr. Barnier as a token of goodwill.
That was Boris Starling, author of The Bluffer's Guide to Brexit, speaking to Nick Howard.